Welcome. This is Erica Glessing, and you're joining me on the Erica Glessing Show, where you receive 8 minutes of inspiration for both entrepreneurs and lightworkers. And my next guest is both. She's a brilliant intuitive healer, guider. She likes to connect people. And I have to tell you, she's responsible for giving me some of the wonderful guests that are on the show this season. So I'm just very joyful to have with me Kay Sanders. How are you, Kay?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me, Erica. It's definitely a pleasure to be here.
And where are you on the planet? Where do you live?
I am in El Paso, Texas.
Oh my goodness. So the show gets to be in Texas today. I'll go get some cowboy boots and my cowboy hat just to get in the mood.
Yeah, I'm not doing that one.
Well, I remember the first time I went to Texas and I was in the airport and I had never seen so many cowboy hats like ever. And then as I remember, I had this car, a rental car, and as I'm driving to the hotel, there were like like advertisements for boot stores, like all over, just as I think I was in Dallas. It was pretty funny. So that's like, that memory is like etched.
Gotcha. Yeah. I mean, we do have some cowboys here. I mean, it's like a lot of Hispanics from Mexico. So they do wear a lot of boots and, you know, cowboy hats and stuff.
So tell me when you talk about, let's just jump right in. So it's a pretty quick interview and you talk about Akashic Records. And for those people who are listening who have no idea what that is, why don't you give us like a kindergarten version or a first grade version? Like, what does that even mean?
Well, every person has their own Akashic record. So I like to, you know, refer to as the library of your soul, where you can tap into and get guidance from your past life, future life, current life, you know, you name it. I mean, think of it as like a crystal ball that you can ask a question, you can get guidance from that. So, yeah, I mean, it's really an amazing modality that I have used in many, many different settings for myself with my clients to really get guidance, get divine guidance. So, like, I like to channel the Akashic Record keepers that have all the information that you need, all the answers for you. And also I channel on top of that, the beings of light to really give people clear information, clear guidance, divine guidance around whatever guidance they want. I mean, I focus mainly on the business side. But it's an amazing modality where you can do healing, receive guidance, tap into past lives, you name it. It's definitely an amazing, amazing modality.
So one of my friends recently found out that they'd had like a birth agreement with both parents to be in poverty. Like they're like, Mom, I agree, I'll be poor. Is this something you could use to help change that kind of like agreement that people made like as they came onto the planet?
Yes, you can definitely hear past karmas, soul agreements that your soul made with, you know, different people in your life, because your soul comes into life. They make these kind of soul agreements because their soul wants to experience something. So maybe this person had a life, a previous life where they were very rich and they didn't like this lifetime. So they want to experience how it is on the other side. It's funny that way, but you know, the soul is here to have an experience in whatever form or fashion that comes. And sometimes it's also, you know, attached to a previous soul. Maybe there is some kind of agreement there that they both want to experience something. But yeah, in the Akashic Records, you can rewrite your story, basically release karmic cords, release those karmic, you know, contracts and soul contracts too. So you can really move forward and let go of all that baggage from past lives.
So what about if you're, say you're an entrepreneur, and you want your business to say 10x, you want a 10x or 20x or something like that, but you're feeling like you're not doing it, even though you say you want to, and even though maybe you get guidance, what are some things, because I'm really seeing like you being able to shift these kinds of boundaries that people don't even know about. People don't even have maybe a conscious awareness of their boundaries.
What I like to do is I like to do written readings where I tap into, give them really clear guidance of, you know, their purpose, you know, of where their business is supposed to be going based on a divine soul blueprint. And then I also talk about, like, I also ask about certain blocks, what's keeping them from really embodying that. Because oftentimes we have an idea of how it's supposed to look like. We want 10x, 20x or whatever, you know, make 6-7 figure income. But deep down there are blocks. There can be, you know, poverty vows or any other quarters, things that you believe that you bought into when you were growing up. And it's very hard to figure that out on your own. but it also keeps you from actually moving forward. So what I like to do is go into the records to find out what is really holding them back. Where is this coming from? Where did they make a choice that this is what they want to experience now? And then I ask them if they're ready to release it. And we work together on releasing them, clearing the blocks in whatever form the guides basically tell me, this is how to clear it. And then release so they can really move forward. But the thing is, when it comes to the Akashic records and the way I do my reading is, it's nothing but the truth. But sometimes the truth kind of hurts. The truth is something that people resist, because if you clearly know what you could be doing, the choice is then up to you. Are you going to do it? Are you going to take the steps? Are you going to let go of whatever is holding you back? Are you going to shift your mindset? And that's where a lot of people have a hard time with, because, you know, stepping into that can be fearful, can be scary, because it's the unknown. Because what if you do succeed?
And also, when people get scared of the most interesting things. So just having published, over 250 authors, I'm very present to some of the authors will be scared. They'll write something and then they're scared it's going to change the world, or they're scared of what's going to happen when people read it about them, or will they be judged, or will people think it's not that good of a book? That's a big fear that people have. And all these things come up, even though the book may have been divinely guided, even though it may have come in really clean, even though they've done everything right and they've got this book now publishing, I do find that sometimes people then kind of, it's almost like they sabotage. It's almost like a sabotage process where it's like, oh no, I don't want to be that bright, you know, or oh no, I don't want to show up that big, right?
Exactly. That's what you people really can find out in the records. And then it's like really stepping into that and letting go of the fear. And then I believe it's like, you know, you got to pull back the layers, kind of like with an onion. You're like, you have to, you know, figure out what is the cause of that? Why are you feeling this way? What is holding you back? And then work on releasing those things, you know, doing the practices to really move forward. But yeah, the fear of success is what holds most of the people back. Because when you step into this huge purpose, I just found out my huge purpose, and it scared the bejesus out of me. I'm like, what? That is scary. But, you know, then I have a choice to keep working towards it. It's not going to happen overnight. Nothing is going to happen overnight. The same as when you write a book, it's not going to happen overnight.
It's just these wonderful little bits of steps that you take, and all of a sudden you turn around and you're like, oh my goodness, look how far I've come. It's so beautiful. Okay, I could just talk to you all day, but we've kind of run out of time. So why don't you tell us how we can reach you, find out more, and learn more from you?
Yeah, the best place is my website, ksanders.com. Everything is on there from the service that I do. I also have my own little show, the Abundantly Successful Show. Feel free to look at that.
Aww.
I'm on Facebook, LinkedIn, Instagram, but mainly on LinkedIn. That's my favorite platform.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.